Why doesn't the sky burn anymore? Hands clinging tight on the steel, gazing up past it to emptiness. Loll the head back to look out across the endless city, lattices and streets of scattered lights against the black. Wind whips at the coat, but deeper forces curl pulsing through the horizon. It should all be ours, but instead, wings beat, flying not close by. The feet shift on the metal above. Birds, what do birds mean? Instead, the memory. Don't turn your back on the greedy. They never stop. Don't trust yourself. Cling tighter as footsteps move below. A man walking and waving light around. Alive in the city, when he didn't deserve to be. Heavier, grip, shifting to hold on. Or the power could shatter, could sweep away hope. The man turns inside, the space below stills. Across the lake, a new light hints at dawn. But the words failed. There is no escape, and hands clench coldness as if they could do more. Again, the voice from a ghost, all meaningless ever since. The knock on the door. The father opened it, still in his police uniform. The boy only came up to the lower buttons on his shirt.
"Sorry for coming out here," the boy said, his voice shaking a little. "But nobody answered, and she—"
"At this hour?" the father snapped, and the first syllables echoed down the silent hall before he caught himself. "You know what you're putting your parents through?"
"I'm sorry. It's just the way my uncle and aunt were fighting, I didn't think they'd notice."
"You call them right now, and then go home, now."
"Sorry, but she was just playing safari with me. Why did you drag her?"
The boy broke off as the father's hand tightened on the door frame, knuckles going white. But instead of shouting, he let go of the door, and his voice softened. "I guess you mean well, but just go home and stay safe. Everything's going to be all right."
"Can I see her?"
"Home." He glared over, and the boy looked around to see a man peeping around the door from the next apartment. The father said nothing more, only pulled back inside. When he did that, the boy walked over to the neighbor.
"Listen, do you know why he's so mad?"
"You don't know?" The neighbor kept his voice in a hush. "His daughter tried running away. He wouldn't let us help. He just brought her back himself. Is she all right?"
He said so,"
the boy managed, eyes wide.
"Ran away, really?"
The neighbor stopped short then, looking over at the father's door. He was still watching them. The boy muttered, "Thanks," and hurried away down the corridor. And yet, just as the boy was stepping off the street into the apartment complex next door, he spun around and took a step toward where the father was stepping outside himself, out of uniform now, and moving quietly into the dimness of the night. After a few more steps, the boy lost sight of him.